just a happy end. Always wanted to be condemned, but the truth is appealing. Very much appealing. I prefer to a silent spring. I prefer to a standing neck. Don't say it if you can sing. It's not what you have, only what you can bring. To the table number five. To a soldier that I'll describe. If you're lucky, he's still alive. If you're not, then it's over. Yes, it's all over. Demonstrate and your cover is blown.
You are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music. Anything that I pretend fits into this genre of stuff that I just want to play to you. And tonight it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own, just bringing you, a bunch of tunes and a bit of chat. Later on in the show, I'll run down some gigs and events and stuff like that going on in the local area. But other than that, it's going to be me bringing you some tunes, which I think is the way it should be. I started there tonight with Stromkern, with Sublibrarian. Did I say that right? Sublibrarian, which is from the Dependence 2011 sampler. from Alpha Matrix. So, is it from Ultimate? It's from Dependent, I think, actually. Yeah, that makes much more sense, it being called Dependent 2011. So, yes, that's from last year. That's the only thing of recent that Strongcomb have released, and pretty much everyone I know who likes them is keeping their fingers crossed we will get something from them this year. There's been no evidence of that, no proof, but it is what we'd really like to see. And the fact that they released a single one track last year, kind of, you want them to keep going. You know they're still in existence, even though they haven't released an album in a few years. Yeah, it kind of just reminded you of they were still around, so hopefully they're working on something. What I'm going to continue with now is a track by Angel Spit. Now, I seem to have messed up here. I remember last year telling you all about the fact that they had some new stuff appearing on SoundCloud and the album release was imminent, and then completely lost track of it. I didn't actually keep an eye out for the album or didn't notice it get released, and it came out last year. So I've recently gone and picked that up, and it's a pretty good little album. Previously, I've been a little disappointed by certain Angel Spit albums. I've always thought their original Crank House album was something they've never quite matched up to, but this one might be. Anyway, that's by the by. I'm going to play you a track called Bulletproof. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Surgeon with Sharp as Stars. That's from their Sharp as Stars EP, which I believe was a digital download that I picked up from the Amazon MP3 store, so it's quite easy to get hold of. And storming track by them, great new band of last year, so good to be hearing stuff from them. Before that, we had Caustic. Now, Caustic has recently released a remix CD of his previous release, and it's called, quite confusingly, Justin Bieber's Never Say Never. It's a free download, so if you go to the Caustic website, which is tellmeaboutyouruterus.com, you can get it from there. It's completely free, and that I played Floor Whore Disco, the microwaved mix from that. There's plenty of remixes by other artists. I think that's probably a Caustic remix because it doesn't have an artist name in it, but yes, Floor Disco Caustic, and you can go and get that for free along with 10 other tracks from Caustic's website. I think that download also includes his cover with Be My Enemy of Oxyacetylene, which is great. I played that on the show before. And before that, I played Angel Spit's Bulletproof from their latest album, Hello My Name Is, which came out a couple of months ago, but I seem to have missed the fact that it came out. And you might be hearing more of that in the future. That's an album I've really now got to sit down and have a proper listen once or twice to, because I've really only just got it in my hands, which is a shame. I've not had a good, decent listen to it before I've managed to come into the studio and play you things. But now it's time to run down a few pieces of news. And the biggest, saddest piece of news at the moment that came out in the recent week or two has to be that Alter de Ruin, a very favourite band of mine, have decided to call it a day, which is a shame because, you know, really, really like their stuff. And it's a shame they've not got to the UK yet to play as Alter de Ruin. So we've not seen them live here yet, which is a shame. So they've decided, they've put a thing up on their Facebook group explaining their reasons, and it seems that they're still friends and they still want to make music, but it was just becoming less fun doing it as putting in, you know, 8 hours a day, 7 days a week sometimes, and it was just becoming too much where they didn't enjoy it, and if they're not enjoying it, then there's really no point in doing it. So the interesting stuff is, Alter de Ruin have just recently released Son of a Bitch, which is their latest album. However, when they recorded that, they essentially wrote so much material that it didn't really fit on one album. They were going to release two albums. The original album called Son of a Bitch that's just come out, and I've played some stuff off recently. And then there was going to be a second album called There's Always One More, Son of a Bitch. Now, as that hasn't yet been released, its due date, I think, is the 20th of January, so soon, very soon, the label have actually turned around and said, we will still honour this release, we'll still release it, there's still maybe even singles from it, and maybe remixes. So, all is not lost, I'll be getting hold of that. That's, hopefully, fingers crossed, could be a very good album as well. So, such a shame, no more Alter de Ruin. I've no doubt the individual members will still be making music in some way, shape or form, so we'll probably hear from them. They've got various side projects themselves, so you're more than likely going to hear something from them at some point. What else? Oh, there's a movie that's been being made for many years now called Iron Sky. There's trailers on YouTube and things like that, and it's the premise of the movie is rather than the Nazis being defeated in 1945, they actually retreated to the moon. So there's a secret kind of 1940s looking moon base full of Nazis on the moon, and skip to present day, they come back, and that's the main premise of a movie. So it sounds incredibly silly. It's aimed clearly as quite a stupid B-movie type thing. So, you know, moon space Nazis, you can't really say that without being a bit of a grin. It's not going to take itself too seriously. However, what the news that have come out this week is Lieback has been announced as the band providing the soundtrack for that movie. So everyone's stompy military Germany type band. I think they're sounding like they're going to be a good fit for that, so that should be good. Now that I had a check up on how far the movie's got, because it seemed to be taking forever to come out. I heard about this many years ago, and it's still not out yet, but it sounds like it's in post production now, so it might be out soon. I don't know how long. It seems they're being funded by donations, so it all depends how long it takes to get the right amount of money to fund this venture. So we'll wait and see on that one. But yes, it now involves Space Nazis now involves Lieback, which should be silly if nothing else. Yeah, I'll let you know more about that if any new news comes along that lines. No doubt I'll mention it when it does actually happen, if it does. What else have we got? Electronic Saviors. Now, this was a compilation album put together over in the States, and it was something like four CDs with an extra two CDs worth of downloadable material. And all the artists who submitted tracks to this compilation did so, you know, in a non-profit way. And essentially, all the profits went to cancer charities. So this was a very good intentioned album, but it was also a very good album. It was kind of industrial and electronic music artists putting out tracks, most of which was unique. You know, none of this, oh, we'll give you a track off our last album or our last EP or an old B-side or something. It was 99% new, unheard tracks. So it was a really good compilation to get hold of, just music-wise, let alone, you know, intention-wise. And with the success of that, they've turned around and gone, right, we'll make Electronic Saviors 2. Recently, in the last couple of weeks, the Electronic Saviors 2 track list has been announced. It's going to be six CDs with 141 tracks from 105 artists, and it's in the final stages of production. Now, there's no way I'm going to read out 105 artists or 141 track names, so I can direct you over to electronicsaviors.com, where all the information is. No doubt I'll be grabbing a copy of that when it comes out, because like I say, the previous one was a very good compilation album. Even like the order of tracks was put together sensibly in the CDs, so each individual CD seemed to fit and work quite well together, so it was well worth getting a hold of. And I would probably recommend, even without hearing the tracks, getting hold of Electronic Saviors 2 when it becomes available. What else? Oh, yes, everyone's favourite Icon of Coil. Even though there's no official announcement, they're creating a new album. They've posted a new track on their Facebook page. So if you go over to the Icon of Coil's Facebook page, I think it's a link to YouTube, so if you search on YouTube as well, you should probably be able to find it. There is a new track. It sounds like almost a demo version, so it's not quite exactly how you remember them, but they also seem to change their style slightly over the years. Anyway, between each album, their style mutated slightly, so maybe this is just a progression of them mutating even more after a few years break. So again, we'll have to wait and see on that one, but we may not have to wait too long, because they will be playing the Resistance Festival in early April, I think it is, over in Sheffield. So a lot of us will be getting there and hopefully hearing new material from them there, which should be good. Right, that's pretty much the news as I know it, stuff coming out and things. And I think just to kind of tip my hat to Otto de Ruin, this is a track from their latest released album, Son of a Bitch. This is called Lady Jams Part 2. We'll be right back. This is still Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard their Control Collapse with a track called The Same. And before that, we had Alderaan with Lady Jams Part 2. Shame there's going to be no more Alderaan, but we will get some new material soon. I explained that earlier. It makes perfect sense. Right, now it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and general events going on in the local area over the next couple of weeks and maybe a little bit further beyond. We have... Let me get my head straight. When are we? We have this... not this coming Saturday, no. Actually, not a lot is going on this coming Saturday. The following Saturday, Saturday the 21st of January, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. That's going to be £5 on the door and runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. And it's got two massive rooms. It's got the main massive room full of kind of goth, alternative rock, a bit of everything goes on in there. And you've got the smaller Mutate room, which has got more hard dance electronic stuff going on there. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Did I say that was at Leeds Uni Student Union? If I didn't, I just have done. Following that, on Saturday the 28th of January over in Leeds, there's a one-off extra event run at the library by the people who bring you Flock, the sheepish people. It starts with a live band, Rome Burns and the Marching Men, does 7:30, first band at 8, and that should be £4 in advance, so probably a pound or so more on the door, and that includes entry to the Goth Club night afterwards. So after 10 p.m, the bands shall have finished, and it will turn into a night called Kick in the Eye, still at the library in Leeds, and that's a night of 80s goth. That runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. If you've already paid in for the bands, then you don't have to pay in again. But if you're not going for the bands and you're just going for the club night, it's £4 in before midnight. And most of that information can be found on Facebook events. So if you search for Kick in the Eye on Facebook, you'll find that. There's probably similar information over at sheepish.net/kickintheeye, I guess. Or just go over to sheepish.net and have a look where the links take you. It should be linked from there. What else have we got? Oh, start of February. There's the Flock Club Night, which again seems to be involving bands to start with, then a club night. So this time it's a band called Cold in Berlin, supported by Terminal Gods at the library in Leeds. Now, I've only heard one chord played by the Terminal Gods. Last time they played, I turned up just as their last chord was going, ka-jing, thank you very much, good night, kind of thing. So I don't know what they sound like yet. I might try and get down and see them this time. I've been told good things. That runs from... I think doors 7:30, first band at 8, bands off stage by 10 p.m. again, £4 in advance. More information at sheepish.net/flock. And again, the Flock Club Night runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and again, £4 in before midnight. You can see they've got a certain pattern here, aren't they? Or at the library in Leeds, so if you fancy any of that, it's over there. Well worth mentioning is a club night that I can't have mentioned for quite a number of years now, because I think it's not been around for a good few. A club night called Integration is going to start again. I think this is a one-off, but I guess see how it goes kind of thing. It's running at Friday the 17th of February at Santiago's in Leeds, presumably the upstairs room there. It's an industrial punk club night. Now, it's starting with live music from Action Direct and Flesh Eating Foundation. And let me get the times here. Yeah, we've got doors 8 p.m, bands until 10 p.m, followed by club night, £3 on the door. And more information should be able to be found at thisisindustrialpunk.com. So there you go. A few things happening. If you do know of anything happening local, or maybe not even that local, but in the localish area and would be of interest to people, drop me a line. Go to the bcbradio.co.uk website, find the DAC Assimilation show, and I think there's a mechanism to drop me a line there. You should be able to just send me an email of some kind and let me know about these things. I try and find out as much as I can in advance, but every now and again something slips under my radar, so let me know if you think I'm missing out on something and I'll tell the masses. Right, I'm going to continue with some tunes now. This is a band called Dead When I Found Her, and I've got this track from the Artifact record sampler I got handed middle of last year, and this track's called Subject Reject. Mm-hmm.
this world of darkness which come the evil, destructive forces in man's nature.
bring the gin, you'll bring the juice. You lock it up, I'll set it loose. I guess it's your move, I'm still watching you.
The Fantastic Rabbit Junk with Bubble, which is a new single of theirs that they've just released. Now, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to be quick about this, but essentially, they've just released that online. If you go to glitchmode.com, you can buy it there. When I say buy, you can pay as much as you want. It's a complete kind of donation-y thing. You can pay nothing for it. You can pay 100 quid for it. You can pay however much you want. So there you go. Rabbit Junk, Bubble, kind of a free download. But, you know, pay them some money if you really like it. I like this concept of pay what you think it's worth kind of thing. And before that, we had Cyavia with Virtual Gods off their latest album, Introspection Extropection. And before that, we had Deadwing and I Found Her with Subject Reject. Now, as I'm running out of time, I just want to say goodbye. And thank you for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. I'm going to leave you tonight with a band called Iboforsen, with a track off of their latest album, Dedale. And this track's called Shadows. And I'll be back later. Have fun.